This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show in September of this year. We're talking no other than Searchlight Resources, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CNYCF. And if you're up there in Toronto, you can find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol SCLT. And with us today is the Vice President of Corporation Development and Investing is Alfred Stewart. Alf, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. It's a pleasure to be here.
For my new listeners, if you would, just give just a little bit of a background story of who you guys are and what you do, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Okay, so we're a small public company trading in the markets, as you've identified, and we have been active in developing mining properties in Canada, specifically Canada's best mining jurisdiction over the last few years, and we have some exciting news to bring today.
Well, let me ask you this. What is Searchlight's value proposition here?
Searchlight's value proposition is a combination of five factors. First and foremost, our market value is extremely low. Our market value is between $3 and $4 million U.S.
Right.
Searchlight's management team is extremely experienced. Our board of directors has collectively 150 years experience in mining and exploration. So we've got low market cap first, experienced management second, and thirdly, we're working in Canada's best mining jurisdiction, which is Saskatchewan. It's a province in Canada that just had an election yesterday, and they re-elected a mining-friendly government for the next 4 years, so it's good news for us. So we're working in the best mining jurisdiction. And fourthly, the timing is excellent for us. We have just acquired major land positions in Saskatchewan. As we're coming out of a bear market, land has opened up. Basically, in Canada, you have to explore or you lose your lease on the land. And over the last number of years, land has opened up. So we have been first movers in acquiring major land positions in Saskatchewan.
You know, I've had so many different basic materials and rare element companies on my show here over the last couple of years. What commodities is Searchlight focusing on and why?
We're focusing on gold and copper, and we're focusing on those things, number one, because we believe that gold is in a new bull market, basically because governments are incurring debt and printing money at an unheard of pace, and that's putting a backdrop and support under gold. And secondly, we're involved in copper because we believe that there's going to be a disruption in the transportation market, which will lead to strong demand for copper, specifically electric vehicles led by Tesla are going to use a lot more copper. So we've been exploring for copper and gold, and both of those things occur together on our properties in Saskatchewan.
Well, let me ask you this. It's starting to get a little bit cold up there and everything. That being said, what's your new, how can I phrase this? What's your new Searchlight exploration in Canada? What's the next step?
We have been applying technology to our ground. We are working in probably Canada's best copper mining camp, the Flin Flon Snow Lake Camp, where there have been over 25 mines found. We're working very close to the mining community of Flin Flon, which has all the major infrastructure in place. And we're employing the latest digital mining technology, looking at this old belt and looking deeper with deeper penetrating instruments than have been used in the past. And we've come up with some exciting new targets. And we've just done a news release announcing that we have found a drill target 15 kilometers, around 10 miles, to the west of Flin Flon, just off the road under a big swamp. And as you mentioned, we've now come into the winter season. We're waiting for things to freeze up, and then we'll move a drill under this target and possibly make a major discovery.
And what's your time frame on that?
We're probably going to drill this property just after Christmas in January. It depends in part on the permitting process. We've applied for a permit, and we have to wait for the government to give us permission. But more importantly, we want the ground to be frozen solid to make things easy to move around in the winter season.
Alf, if you could share a little bit with us about the metrics financially about the company. You know, a lot of people that listen to this show, they look at your company and say, yeah, it is grossly undervalued at $3.7 to $4 million, stock price around $0.05 to $0.06 a share. But I don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to bring in toxic debt? Are they going to bring in a whole bunch of shares? Are they going to do a reverse split? Can you give us the mindset of management and where you guys are going to go from here?
Well, first and foremost, drilling is the major value enhancement for any junior exploration company. And the targets that we're looking for typically are worth around $100 million. And we're working in the most prolific belt in Canada, so we have a high chance of finding something. And if we find something, it could be developed immediately because all of the infrastructure is nearby. So basically, with a market value of $3 to $4 million, drilling for $100 million prizes, we're financed to do that in the near term. And we have multiple chances of success.
Before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
That we are a company that has good management, excellent prospects, and I encourage the investors to visit our website and have a look at what we're doing.
If you would, sir, give us your website address.
Our website address is searchlightresources.com.
My guest today has been Alfred Stewart. He's the Vice President of Corporation Development for Searchlight Resources, Inc. Look them up. You can find them on the OTC markets. Their ticker symbol is CNYCF. And if you're up there in Toronto, they're on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol SCLT. Alpha, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Hopefully you come back in 40 days. Give us an update of what's going on up there.
Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.